tip number 74. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcast tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, using stationary pad. You've got to check out GoToMeeting. Why? Because you can hold meetings right over the net from anywhere. Plus, you can hold all the meetings you want for just one flat rate. Try it free for 30 days, and no, you do not need a credit card to get started. Just visit gotomeeting.com/techroundtable to get your free trial now. And now back to our tip. Stationary pad is a way to take an existing file and, in a way, lock it down so anytime you open that document, it always opens a copy of itself and leaves the original intact. And the interesting thing is, it'll work on almost any type of document. So let's create a memo in TextEdit and save it as a stationary pad. Go ahead and launch TextEdit. Put a couple of lines in it, like to and from, and save the file as message.rtf, or rich text format. Now from the Finder, locate this file. Then go into the File pull-down menu and select Get Info. And then flip down the arrow under General. Down at the bottom of the General category, there's a Stationary Pad checkbox. If you check the checkbox here, anytime you open up this document, it will always open a copy of the document, leaving the original intact. If you ever need to update the file, just unstationary pad it, make your corrections, and then set the stationary pad back on again. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com. Now, if you take a close look, this is show number 97 in the iTunes Music Library. Show number 100, we're going to be giving away a 2 gig iPod Nano. To enter for the drawing, drop an email to tip@oneminutetip.com and in the subject line, put iPod Nano. The winner will be announced in show 100.